Welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. If this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. So right now I'm going to be doing a Claire Tarot reading for the collective whole. This is an energy update. We're going to try and make some sense for ourselves in regards to what's going on, what might potentially happen. I asked the collective energy what this reading was basically going to be about, because if it's just all negative, I'm not going live. So not joking, okay? I don't want to be a negativity peddler. So what I got is that we have to allow ourselves to calm our fear and then allow for the flow of energy to occur. What I've always felt is that we totally are in a transition phase. The transition is to another way of being. A lot of things are coming to light that many of us have been largely unaware of. And I think we've been unaware because we've chosen not to question, to just blindly accept, to allow others to tell us what to do. And so I think that's being undone right now. Let's go ahead and start this. So card number 21, resilience. We have to remind ourselves, we as a people, not as a nation, not as specific ethnicities, we as one singular race, the human race, we have carried so much on our backs. We have overloaded ourselves with so many unnecessary burdens. And much of those burdens we've placed on our backs has a lot to do with our refusal to question, our blind acceptance of things. We just, okay, that's what was said. So that's what, that's that. Yep. Okay. Oh, sure. Okay. Like, no, you have to question, not to challenge, but so you understand fully what it is you're giving consent to. All right. So right now, what's going on? The paradigm, the primary paradigm that was established to basically facilitate the dominance, the continued domination of us as a whole, that's on shaky ground. We're in a transition period from one paradigm to another. I'm speaking energetically, spiritually, societally, society, globally, financially, everything. On every single level, there are things that are happening that many of us are not aware of, myself included, and it's shifting the balance. Shifting the balance, shifting the procedure, shifting the trajectory. That's not necessarily a bad thing, okay? That's not necessarily a bad thing. So if we really want to go there, with my precog abilities, I have been shown really, really bad, bad timelines, like apocalyptic. And those were removed off the table several years ago. So calm down. This might be challenging for quite a few people. But it's not the worst case scenario. It's just not. I'm sorry to burst people's, you know, apocalyptic zombie apocalypse, let's loot each other's houses mentality, but it's not going to go there. It's just not. Okay. So it's a revolution. Card number 44, solar eclipse, revolution. This revolution, it's an internal one as well as a global one, and it's being done in the light. The dark is trying to obscure what the light is being shown on. So really, it's just a matter of us opening our eyes. The more of us who choose to be fully present and truly witness what it is that's going on right now, the faster this process happens. Okay, because this is really a push, a major push for so many of us to open our eyes to what we have been allowing, what we've been passively participating in. This is not about blame. This is about acknowledgement that every single last one of us has been contributing to the feeding of the paradigm that has enslaved us as a people, as a planet, and that's being undone. Okay. Card number one, make peace with your past. That's our past. We have to make peace with it. And I've talked about this in live streams before, where if you choose to continue to exist at a point in our human history where certain people were subjugated, just tremendously abused and horrible, horrible things done, you continue to pull that to our present. You continue to fuel that. So do we ignore the things that happen? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We remember, we acknowledge, we honor our past and choose a different future. That's how we need to begin rolling, okay? We can't continue to sit there as a human race and be like, well, you know, this thing outside of us just continues to oppress us and we have no power, we have no say, and they're going to let us all die. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. You can't have a couple hundred, a couple thousand win against a couple billion. Not going to work. It's not going to work. It's just we're all on different pages right now, and that's okay. That's why events like this happen, to get us all fairly close to the same page. We don't all have to be on the same sentence, but we all have to at least be holding the same book. All right? Some of us are still holding comic books. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna judge you, but you're kind of irritating me at this point. You know, like trying to really promote some sort of storyline that's like a freaking Avenger storyline. Like, no, just stop. Stop. You can do that fear thing all by yourself. Now is the time for us to consciously choose to come together as a species. As a species. If we really... I mean, I'm looking at, I've lived in the United States for most of my life at this point, okay? I've lived here for most of my life, pretty much all my life. I came when I was like 2 or 3 or something like that. So often, it's this underlying feeling of the U.S. is so superior to all the other nations. Like, I should be ashamed that I come from a third world country. Well, you know what? My third world peoples are helping each other. There's no looting. There's no hoarding supplies. The shelves are still fully stocked in my poor ass third world country. There's no shortage of nothing. Everyone is helping each other out. Okay, maybe third world living is the answer. Maybe it is, because I'm looking at other places and I have friends in all kinds of different countries. And this mentality that I'm seeing from the state that I grew up in, California, I'm so fucking ashamed of you, California. That's why I left you. I'm so fucking ashamed of you and how you're behaving at a time like this. Yeah. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the way the mentality has really infected everyone over there. I'm so fucking ashamed of you. Card number 34, extremes. There's a lot of extremes that people are going to experience, okay? A lot of extremes. For some of us, one extreme will be experienced as tremendous frequency accretion. This huge, huge leap forward in your consciousness where you're becoming very sensitive. A lot of your emotions, you're becoming very emotional. You're feeling a lot of the fear of other people. You're worried about everyone else. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Okay. Take a deep breath. This is a part of your leveling up. When you shed tremendous amounts of layers of programming and emotional callus, you will feel very raw. Okay. It's like your skin is being sandblasted. You will feel very raw. You will feel very emotional. For some of us, the fear induces this need to build more layers of protection, as though that's going to somehow get you through this. I don't know. To me personally, the second extreme option would probably create far more struggle and stress than what's actually necessary. You know, I would love to think that we can all just kind of like, you know, be in our backyards roasting marshmallows when it becomes nighttime and there's martial law telling us to stay home. But I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I'm ready to take time with my family. You know, whatever happens is going to happen. If me and my family at some point need to rise up, then we will. I'd prefer not to, but I'm not going to feed the fear. We'll probably go grocery shopping again today to last us a few days. And I know I live in a place where people actually do take care of each other. I'm very lucky. I'm very fortunate that we ended up temporarily staying in a neighborhood where people take care of each other. You know, there's a lot of old people homes near us, senior living facilities. And it's a very good sign when the stores are restricting the quantities of what you can buy. You know, it's inconvenient for me because I have a big ass family. Two of a rack of chicken is not going to last us but a day. I have a big ass family. That's fine. We'll go grocery shopping the next day. That's fine. You know, so don't allow yourself to really be pulled into this fear-based mentality. It's okay to feel some kind of fear. It's okay for you to want to be prepared and get a few extra things to make sure you're okay for a couple of days. But the whole, like, I'm going to clear the entire shelf. I hope when this is all said and done, you donate all of that extra shit to shelters and whatever it is, because that's just, I want to choose to believe that even in that like flawed, selfish, unbalanced type of selfish logic, there can be some good that comes from that. That's what I'd like to think. So card number 40, sensing. You can feel what's coming. You can feel what's coming. Being rigid in the face of a huge wave is going to do nothing but ensure you crumble. But being able to just, okay, we're just going to float along, you know. Pisces, we are so well suited for this. My husband told me yesterday, I fucking love that I married you. I was like, what? Why? He goes, because everything's okay with you. You were talking about like how the shelves in the stores are empty. I said, it's okay. It's not that serious. Because I love the fact that nothing's ever serious with you. Because you could be totally freaking out. I was like, well, it's not that serious. All of this will be done. At some point, it will be done. And then we go back to regular living. It's not that serious. So card number 16, embrace oneness with the universe. It's time for us to take that step forward and embrace our oneness with each other. Okay. It's time. Those of us who have really allowed ourselves to be uncomfortably comfortable in a place mentally and emotionally where you can control everything. Excuse me. You're going to struggle a lot. If you feel you need to stay separate from everyone else and that you're somehow going to do this as an island, and I don't even know what this is. I mean, they could lift the ban tomorrow. They could lift the order next week. Do we really know what's going on? No, we really don't. We really don't. But the ones who are really, really hell-bent on proving that they can do this on their own, they're probably going to struggle more unnecessarily. So card number 30, purity. Before we can re-enter a state of purity, purity of intent, of all kind of stuff, we have to first allow ourselves to come in from the cold. This ties into embracing oneness with the universe. You know, before we can embrace the oneness with the universe, before we can do any of that, we have to first make peace with our past. So make peace with your past. Acknowledge the need for at-one-ment and allow yourself to come in from the cold, okay? So many of us have egos that function in a way that don't allow us to come in from the cold. We'd rather freeze than what be a part of the group, than admit that we need other people. 72% at 12-12. I don't know, guys. 36, 12th house, escape. You have to escape from your own internal prison, okay? You have to allow yourself to finally come out of that gilded cage. That's the most craziest part of all of this, is that our cage doors have always been open. We've just never tried to walk out of them. Never. And for those of us who have kind of tried in some way to exit our personal cages, it's very common for our entire circle, our family, our friends to be like, what are you doing? That's crazy. Are you having a mental breakdown? I got out of my my cage years ago and I decided to live in an RV. And they were like, she's lost her shit, dude. She's lost her shit. Those poor kids, poor kids. That was the most amazing, beautiful time in the history of my family. All we had was each other. There was no distractions. All we had was each other. And it was so beautiful. The kind of bond that's formed. It's beautiful. It's powerful. Card number 17, commune with source. So we're being asked to embrace the oneness and to also commune with source, to allow the shedding of all of these veils of confusion. Just allow it to be shed away. All you have to do is open your hand. You don't have to do anything else. Open your hand and it will fall away. You'll then free yourself to not just release what you've been clinging to, an obsolete way of being. You'll also open yourself to receiving. When your hand is open, not only do you let go, you also free yourself to receive. So it's time for us to let go of that crippling fear. Okay, it's okay to feel afraid, but it's not okay to allow that fear to cripple you. So let's see if we can get a little bit more information. It seems like time is passing by so slowly. I could have sworn I've been talking for at least an hour. It's only been 20 minutes. There's been a lot of shifts. I will be honest. There's been a lot of shifts. The timeline was accelerated. None of this was supposed to happen for at least until like the 23rd, 27th of this month. Ten of Wands, weighed down with problems, very heavy load. This is where we are right now, you know? This is where we are right now. We're weighed down. We're heavily weighed down. And what's going on is because we're like caving under the weight, look at that. She can't even really stand up straight and fully see what's going on. He's looking down. It's like we're so overly burdened by all this stuff. And that's why this needs to change. Two of Pentacles in reverse. The confusion regarding the money trail. Michael, don't be having me talk about shit that's... There's no more juggling going on. We're no longer juggling. The parts that we were juggling have fallen to the ground. This is now about picking up the pieces. Okay? This is about picking up the pieces. What pieces? Is it because, you know, worst case scenario? No, I'm talking about the pieces of your heart. You've allowed yourself to be fractionated in your heart, be heavily, heavily abused for most of your life by not just by toxic relationships and friendships, but by the toxic society you exist within. One that continues to tell you that you have to go and enslave yourself in order to have some kind of status, that you have to live outside of your means to prove your worth and work the rest of your life to pay off debts that really were established just to make you an indentured servant to begin with. That period is done. The divide has occurred. It's time to do the split. That period is done. We have Five of Pentacles coming in from the cold. Did I not say we have to first come in from the cold in order to regain the purity of intention, purity of thought, purity of action? I'm not talking about virginal purity. I'm talking about understanding we are one. We are one. When something is pure, it only contains one thing. Not pure as in I'm better than you because I didn't sin. All of that is bullshit. All of us are sinners in some way, shape, or form. We all just choose to sin differently. Get the fuck out of here if you think any of that religious dogma is going to get you through this. That dogma that teaches you to point the finger at anyone you can think of. so that you don't have to take a good hard look at what you've been participating in. One of the most powerful things I've been told in my life, when you point at someone, you have three fingers pointing back at you. My mom, she used to go like that. She used to sing rap songs. When she FaceTimed me, she would like, blah, blah. You're crazy. We have to come in from the cold. Purity. This means we have to become one. When something is pure, it's a singular substance. We are one. So we're turning the boat out of troubled waters. Okay. Yeah, something happened. I don't know what kind of shift took place. I don't want to know. I'm going to be really fucking honest. I don't want to know because I still have the kind of mind. If I grab onto any of this, the fear mongering is going to go off the fucking wall. And I'm choosing, actively choosing not to go to that part of my consciousness again. No. So something shifted. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, it works in our favor. It accelerates this, makes it a little bit harder, but it accelerates the process. We're not going to drag this out. It's not going to take a long ass time. It's going to be boom, boom, boom. Wow, that was fucked, but damn, it's over. I'm hearing Missy Elliott. Oh, I don't want no minute, man. Where's my book? Hold on, guys. Emmy loves her goldfish and crayons too. So we got the Tower in reverse, and I wanted to make sure entrapment in an unhappy situation. So it's basically, some would say like, oh, well, she's wrong because the Tower in reverse means it's not going to be fast. No, I don't think that this has anything to do with that societal circumstance. I think this has to do with people's unhappiness, disgruntledness that they have to sit and be with their kids, be with their families for prolonged periods. Yeah, I said that shit because a lot of people do have that mindset. Like, fuck, my kids have to be home longer. That's fucked for real. And then you wonder why they put your ass in a rest home when your kids are grown. Well, you don't want to spend time with them when they were little. My kids are fighting about who gets to clean my ass when I can no longer take myself to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Me and my brothers, we were fighting about who gets to take care of our mom because we didn't want her in a rest home. Like this is the shifting of the family dynamic at this point. This is the shifting of the family dynamic. It really, really is. You can talk all your shit about Asians and how Asians fucking spread all of this shit everywhere. But the fact is, you look at any Asian culture and you are a fucked ass individual if you put your elder in a care home when you can take care of them at home. Unless there's some medical condition where they need round the clock nursing, like professional licensed nursing care, that's pretty fucked. It is. And people be like, oh, you're shaming. Yeah, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm taking ownership of my personal opinion. Shame on you. Okay? Say whatever the fuck you want. Shame on you. My culture dictates elders are to be treasured, just like children are to be treasured. That's what this thing is doing. It's shaking you up so you don't worry about your job this whole time and how you need to have more money to buy more shit, to take more trips. Let me just calm myself down. I still take ownership of my personal beliefs. Absolutely. I would take care of any elder. I don't care if they're my parent or I would take care of them still. I would spend my time cleaning their ass and not complain. And I would feel very honored by that. Anyone who truly knows me knows this about me. So I just leave that as that. And that's for that. That's not, I'm not talking about the people who have no choice. Okay. I'm not talking about the people who unless I work, I can't feed everyone else. And so I can't take care of my elder. That's a completely different scenario than someone who's like, I ain't cleaning your ass. We just put you in a home. Like, shit, I got time for that. Okay. Okay. I'm talking about those people. Eight of Wands, speedy news or situation coming, arrows of love. It's time to, it's time to let go. The arrows need to be released. There are so many of us that have been pulled backwards. And that was a charge being loaded. I'm pretty certain those of us who have carried most of the burden, we've carried most of this on our backs, with our backs hurting, I'm pretty sure we're going to be the first ones to break and force the change. If the change is not offered soon enough, we will force it. Fine with me. Hippie-kaye, motherfuckers. Hippie-kaye. So let's let the aliens talk. Now that alien ass Michael got me all fucking triggered about elders. If you're very sensitive to information and you find yourself the kind of person that becomes very afraid very easily, I do ask you to get off of this live stream, because I have to give this information and I don't want you to feel unnecessarily afraid. So if you're one of the people who gets very scared very easily, religiously watch the news, and all of this is really, really, really scary to you, please get off of the live stream, okay? There was a spiritual commitment to finish unfinished business. That unfinished business ties into a delusion of control, which the fingers of this hand of delusion of control are logic and reason, as well as belief systems. All of this is being initiated for holographic healing. This is a holographic program that's being run, okay? There will absolutely be survival fears. In order to survive this, you have to have complete surrender and a reestablishment of your integrity. A lot of really fucked off things are slated. We need enough people to be empowered and pissed off and not willing to accept what you're given for those things to not come to pass. We need a lot of people pissed the fuck off. Am I trying to incite riots or any of that? No, I'm not. But if we have to, then we will. Bottom line. And it's going to take affecting the supply chain. It's going to take affecting your physical freedom. It's going to take affecting and inconveniencing all of us. For those of us who are pissed off enough to fuck shit up on behalf of everyone else. This is unfinished business. Unfinished business, present, okay? Our spiritual commitment to handle this present unfinished business is what leads to our future. China was able to do it. They're going back to their normalcy. We're not China, though. We're not China. For whatever reason, we think we're immune to all kind of fuckery on a high level. We don't want to see things. And now you're being forced to see things. You're being forced. And we do that how? I don't know. I'm not militia. I don't do any of that shit. I don't know how it's done. Yeah, trauma-induced accretion. That's what this is. Are you being punished? No. You're not. You agreed to be here on this plane experiencing the things you're experiencing because you're one of the ones who agreed to allow yourself to experience this in order to expand your consciousness. This expands your consciousness. And this has nothing to do with religion's use of trauma to coerce compliance. This is not something outside of you asking you to lick its boots. It's not. Every single one of us has a purpose. Every single one of us made a spiritual commitment. You know, I've tried my best to filter this kind of message out just because it's like, I don't want to be part of that scenario. Well, when the message keeps coming, same message day after day, at a certain point, I have to recognize I am a part of that scenario withholding information for those of you who are wanting and willing to hear it. So if you're upset by what I said, I gave you a fucking opportunity to get off the live stream. Go live in your sugar-coated world. This is not a sugar-coated world. My messages are not sugar-coated. I tried to abstain from delivering messages that might induce unnecessary fear, but clearly this is not a fear-driven type of, this is a reminder for those of us who came here promising to do certain things with our consciousness, within ourselves, around ourselves, so that we can really prepare ourselves for whatever this lesson is. It's nothing more than a lesson. But I do understand with the climate that we're in right now, even nothing more than a lesson can be very triggering. Some of us are barely holding on to a thread of our sanity. Many of us are very, very afraid right now. I didn't want to push that over the edge, but hey, if your curiosity kept you here, you obviously needed to hear it. It's not my place to try and dictate who gets to hear it and who doesn't. I did give advance warning though. Yep, a calm mind solves a problem. Some people avoid the hard parts and cast shade. Now bring your light with you to give others insight for a better outcome. Exactly. It has a potentiality of going really close to a really ugly thing, but it's still so far from worst case scenario. Yeah, y'all have no idea what worst case scenario is. Worst case scenario was some Sarah Connor shit. If you don't know Sarah Connor, watch Terminator 1. Terminator 2, she reclaimed her badassery. I'm just saying. it was some Sarah Connor shit. It really, really was. It was, but it's not anymore. So we really have to just allow ourselves to examine our thoughts. You know, we're going to have at least a few days of primarily being at home. Use that time to kind of just look over your life. See what areas where you could have expanded your consciousness, but fear kept you from doing so. You're now safe in your home. Everyone's safe in their home. Nobody's going to know. Okay. No one's going to know. So just think within yourself, all the ways, all the times where you could have grown yourself, but you chose not to. And you don't have to feel bad about that. You simply have to acknowledge, you know what? I could have done this instead. I could have thought this instead. And that in itself, that process in itself is so empowering. So empowering, because once you begin to recognize the different options that were in front of you at a time where you weren't aware yet, if that circumstance repeats, if it circles back around, which every single circumstance in our life circles back around, okay? It circles back around. Every circumstance in your life circles back around. So when it comes back around, you'll be aware of other options that you have. All she did was work. You know, the sad thing is, so many people share that same kind of life. All they did was work. All they did was work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, Molly? It's messy. All I know is, Michael, don't be bringing back no twin unless he got some toilet paper. Some toilet paper and some MREs. I'm just saying. I'm joking around. I'm joking around, guys. I'm joking around. Have not been. Yeah. I feel you, Pukinva. Yeah. Yep. MRE. Meals ready to eat. That's how you know I was prepping years ago. I'm at a phase in my life where I'm like, I don't even care. Y'all took too long. I told Michael, y'all took too long. I don't even care. 10 fucking years you had my ass waiting. My food went stale. my food went stale, Michael. Go away. Took too long. You should have brought this shit like you said you would. All of this was actually supposed to happen multiple times over the past couple of years, and it just kept being pushed back. And you guys, the world's gonna continue. The world is seriously going to continue. People will get sick, because just like with the flu, it's flu season. People do get sick. There are other things going on globally as well. The only thing that's different right now is the expansion in the fear. Okay, that's what's different between now and other flu seasons. We're being focused in one direction, tunnel vision, blinders on. You have to take the blinders off. The way I see things, especially when it comes to governing bodies, they just a bunch of fucking magicians. It's always a sleight of hand. Look over here. Oh, slide that in there. See, that's how that's how they always be doing it. And, now I'm just like, okay, go ahead, do that. I can see in the periphery. Go ahead. I'm going to look straight ahead because I want to see both sides. I want to see what's really going on. Does that mean I'm going to be shouting from rooftops and stuff like, oh, the red coats are coming. Motherfucker, we all wearing red coats. Let that sink in. We're all wearing red coats, every last one of us. We have been contributors to everything that's been going on. Everything. So, take off your coat. Okay, take off your coat. Just finally begin to exist as you are, who you are, without such a heavy commitment to the loyalty you have to wearing that coat. It's just a lot. Don't allow your fear of the unknown to dictate the way you're going to experience this transition period. Again, it can be something that's very beautiful where you get the opportunity to reconnect with your family, with your children, with your parents, with your siblings, whatever it is, it's a reconnection. This time can absolutely be used for reconnection. This time can be used for self-healing, introspection, seeking the truth from yourself, outside of yourself, just really, really powerful times we're living in. And if we're going to harness it, oh my gosh, the amount of growth that we can experience on an individual as well as collective level. I don't think humanity has had this opportunity since the world wars. We don't need another world war for that to happen. We can choose for it to happen right now. We can choose for that to happen right now. When we choose for that to happen before the event occurs, then the event is no longer necessary. Yeah. When we choose for that to happen before the event, when we learn the lesson, the event is being brought to us to learn. The event is no longer necessary. We don't need another world war. We truly don't. We truly don't. So do with this information whatever you feel is most important, most appropriate for you. I like to think this period is just going to be us on an extended vacay with our family, enjoying ourselves, enjoying each other's company. It's a beautiful time. It's definitely a beautiful time. I choose togetherness as well. I absolutely choose togetherness. Yes, I do. So guys, if you haven't given this video a thumbs up, please do give it a thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed, please do subscribe. Turn on that notification bell. Join me every single time I'm live. And again, apologies for my ratchetness coming up and my 1990s Bay Area, not Bay Area, but Bay Area, the Yay Area vernacular coming up. I don't think I should have said that word. As soon as it came out, it felt offensive. And I don't typically get offended. So I'm pretty sure that was not appropriate. I'm very sorry, truly. So, bye guys.